Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment two of Program 8 of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I'm Marshall Wood. I'm the host for this and all the following segments today. And I appreciate those of you that have come back. It is imperative that WCGA listenership increase, I believe, increase exponentially. And one of the reasons I'm doing this program is to encourage people who accidentally tune in, possibly on I-95 going north or south, not knowing who I am or anything about the station, will get the idea that at least the person behind this microphone believes that we are in an age, as I said in the previous segment, that mandates a decision whether we're heading the right direction or heading in the wrong direction. One of the themes of this program is, what's wrong with Georgia? Obviously, I believe something is wrong, because what's wrong with America is really, what's wrong with Georgia is really what's wrong with America. We're the microcosm for the country, first of all, because the religious faith system of America, as identified by de Tocqueville in the 19th century, really shows that what Georgians tend to believe is what has been traditionally the religious backbone of America that so fascinated de Tocqueville. And it began right here, a stone's throw from where this microphone is located, on Fort Frederica in 1735, when General Oglethorpe brought the Wesley brothers here, first of all, to minister to the debtor colony that Georgia was, really the buffer state between the Spanish on the south and the colonies developing on the north, and particularly South Carolina. But from there, courtesy of George Whitefield, a protege of the Wesley brothers, the gospel, the evangelical gospel evolving out of the Anglican community through the Methodist Church, was preached in the colonies, and a great reawakening began sometime between that commencement in 1735 and, say, 1755 and 1760. But it dramatically influenced the religious fiber, Christian fiber of America, and it was noted by de Tocqueville and others. We are a nation founded on biblical principle, and that's why this program uses scripture and references to God and prayers all the time, even though I'm not a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, whatever. Historically, I've been Baptist, but just so you know, I don't belong to any particular church anymore. I stopped being a member of any defined congregation in 1998 for reasons you can read about in my book, The Bigger Picture. And I don't say that to have people believe, well, you can't be a member of a church. But my belief system is quite frankly that we have become so, and I think the Bible teaches this, we've become so divided, which God hates, Proverbs 6:19, the seven great abominations, one of which is the last one, those of which who sow discord amongst brethren. And since the Reformation, we've been fighting the 30 years war, and that's hurt us. But I don't belong to any congregation. I attend one specific church. It happens to be Baptist, because this is what I believe is closest to the way we ought to be doing things. But I'm not on the membership roll of that church, partly because what I say on this program might not be everything the pastor agrees with. But secondly, I'm a member of the universal, that holy Catholic church that is the church universal, the body of saved, delivered believers who have an eternal future. And I claim that through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes. But my salvation is not based on works. It's based simply on that unbending faith in Christ, which is one of the things that's, I guess, the fruit of that is that I'm willing to do what I'm doing on this radio program to try to get other people to think about the issue. But we do have a mess. We do have to come to the understanding that bad things are probably going to happen. But even if that isn't written in stone, then good things can happen. And the good things can be what we see happening today in America, when we're going to talk about this in the remaining segments, this travesty of justice, these people that right now seem to be in control. Will they continue? Will they be successful in tearing down the Christian foundation-based America that we knew, the great America that Donald Trump refers to, or will they themselves be caught on Haman's gallows? You know, Haman built gallows to hang Mordecai, and then he himself was hung on those. So we don't know yet what's going to happen, and we will be talking about that in length here in the remaining segments. But anyone listening casually to this program needs to understand that WCGA is a critical resource in this area, that we want to be responsible for starting a great reawakening in America, however crazy that may be, a little 10,000 kilowatt station with a 40-mile radius of broadcast run by a couple of really nice people, Wes and Dee Cox, and a lineup of local and national hosts who think at least somewhat like I do. Maybe they just articulate it better, but it's people who understand we need to do something. We need, in my case, I want to particularly call men to consider what's being said, to understand we're in a very dangerous situation, and then to stand up and do something. Because if you say you believe and you don't really do anything, I question whether you really believe it. But there's four questions. It's always, well, do you believe? What do you believe? Okay, well, what do you really believe? As a result of what you really believe, what are you doing about it? And we never seem to get past that second. Well, here's what I believe. Yeah, I believe, and here's what I believe. But what do you really believe? Because what you really believe is what you do. So those listening to this station, I hope, will catch the idea being put out by WCGA and all those who are speaking over the airways that we must wake up, we must do something. And what we need to do is predicated in Scripture, and in our Constitution, and in the history of those men who have gone before it, who have made an example. And then we must do what Sun Tzu said in his Art of War: you better know your enemy. And we don't. We do not know our enemy. And that, to me, is really well illustrated in what's happening this very day that I'm pre-recording this program, which is the 3rd of October. Right now, even as I speak, they're looking to throw the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, out and replace him with whatever is in there, whether it's good or bad, creating a bit of chaos. I can see the reasons on both sides, but we'll know by this afternoon what next step America has taken in its headlong plunge into utter chaos and civil discord. So when you hear this program 3 weeks from, on the third week from last Saturday, we'll already know what has taken place. And that is a great frustration. We, however, have to say what must be said. This is a lecture series, if you will, and there is an assumption, there's some continuum of listenership that goes on. Nobody will understand fully what I'm saying today unless they've gotten the background. But I'm going to make my book available to you, which is the foundation of this model, free of charge. And we will discuss that in the next program, how you can get a copy from a local merchant. But for now, I'm going to invite you to come back for the third segment of Program 8, as we will continue the discussion and get into some specifics. Thank you very much for being a listener to WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. See you on the backside. God bless you.